Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Welcome back to the programme. Another development today in the rollout of vaccination programmes and the development of vaccines for COVID-19, because Pfizer and BioNTech announced today that their COVID-19 vaccine was safe in children aged 5 to 11, producing strong antibody responses in a large-scale trial, they said. For more on this, I'm joined by Paul Moyna, who's Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University. Professor Moyna, you're very welcome back to Drive Time. You might tell me a little bit, as far as you know it, about this trial.
Yeah, so good evening, Cormac. So this trial involved around 4,500 children in the age group 5 to 11 years old. So just under 2,300 of the children would have got the vaccine. And it's the same vaccine as adults get, but one-third of the dose. So two doses were given 3 weeks apart. So first of all, it was shown that it was safe. So in terms of any side effects, were sort of typical side effects in terms of maybe sore arm, a little bit of lethargy, maybe tiredness. But in terms of the immune response, what it importantly showed was that in response to this double vaccination, the children produced the same amount of antibodies as older children and young adults. Mm-hmm. So that would tend to suggest that it's going to be protective. The trial wasn't of a sufficient scale to directly show that the vaccine actually protects the children from COVID. So we didn't have sufficient numbers of children, for example, in the control cohort that actually ended up getting COVID. By virtue of the fact that the antibodies are produced, then they probably give a pretty good correlate of protection. It would probably give some encouragement that the vaccine would also be protective in this age group.
Okay,
as well.
So what has to happen now for this to be rolled out to the general population? More trials, I assume. Will that be taken? Will that be done by Pfizer, BioNTech, or will it be done by the various medicines agencies in various countries?
Well, my understanding is that Pfizer is going to submit this. This was actually a press release, so it would be nice to see all of the data, but Pfizer intends to submit all of this data in terms of the immunogenicity, in terms of the safety, to the regulatory agency, so the FDA in the US and the European Medicines Agency here in Europe. So they will submit that, and then those agencies will decide in terms of whether to license for this age group or not.
Mm-hmm. Does that take long, based on our experience so far, for other vaccines for adults?
No, it should be pretty quick. So, again, Pfizer will be looking for emergency use authorization. So that's an expedited process that, you know, can take quite a short time relative to what the normal process would take. So I would expect that if this were to be approved, you could see children, you know, being offered this vaccine by year end.
Mm-hmm. Which would be quite quick. Is that important, that a safe and effective vaccine for this age group be rolled out to the general population, Paul, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's probably open to debate, Cormac, in the sense that if you look at the benefit-to-risk ratio, the benefit-to-risk ratio goes down with decreasing age, because children, thankfully, are quite resistant to the virus. And generally, across the vast majority of children, the disease is very, very mild. So in terms of direct protection to the children, some children, yes, do get very sick with COVID, but the numbers are very, very low. In terms of side effects, again, the trial wasn't of sufficient scale to potentially pick up some of the side effects that have been observed with the RNA vaccine. So, for example, in younger adults and adolescents, especially in young men and boys, it was this condition of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart. But again, the frequency of that tends to be around 1 in 15, 1 in 16,000. So the current trial that involved just over 2,000 children who received the vaccine, that wouldn't be a sufficient scale to be able to pick up. So again, the regulatory agencies would need to make those considerations and evaluations and compare the benefits against potential risks. So again, that would be all part of their consideration.
Okay, we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. So, Professor Paul Moyna of Maynooth University, thank you very much indeed for joining us.